Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good, good. I'd like to quickly shout out my mum, who's listening all the way from England, which
Woo-hoo.
Is quite cool.
Oh,
hi, sick. Zoe's mum. What's your mum's name?
Jan.
Hi, Jan. Nice to have you here, Jan. Hey, what are we talking about this morning, Zoe?
Well, we'll start off with some New Zealand content. Kuta Forrester's stand-up show has been put on YouTube, which is so funny. It's her show, Kuta Shota Water, which I believe won her the Billy T Award last year. She's so cool. I saw her at Beer Jerk Bunker one time, and I sat at the back, and I still got picked on, which was quite funny.
Sucker.
Yeah, I know. But her show is on YouTube. If you just Google Kuta Shota Water into YouTube, I reckon it'll be the first one that comes up. Bearing in mind, Kuta is not Kuta, like Shota Water, but her name.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Google it, have some laughs. It's about an hour, and it's a good one to put on and have a chuckle to.
Tess, you've been to see it twice, haven't you?
I have.
Big fan.
It's very funny. Nice. And very good. And you know what? I might watch it again.
I think that sounds like a gold standard recommendation then.
some sneaky anecdotes about Sonny Bill Williams, if I recall.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Very exciting.
Fantastic story.
So that is Kuta Wata Shuda. What else is going on?
Auckland Theatre Company is doing an online version of the Russian playwright Chekhov's The Seagull, which is a pretty rad idea. It's going to be delivered in 30-minute chunks over 4 weeks, and the actors have 1 week to learn their lines and rehearse, and then it's broadcasted that Friday, and so it starts today. But yeah, so they're doing it like Chekhov's famous characters are reimagined as a Kiwi family talking over Zoom, so it's very, very much a commentary
topical.
Of lockdown.
Nice.
But yeah, so it adapted into this setting, which will be pretty cool. Because Chekhov is a playwright that wrote towards the end of the 1800s, so
yeah, I was gonna say,
fun seeing it in this modern way.
Was Zoom even a word then?
I was trying to say Zoom in a Russian accent, but didn't want to embarrass myself.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's quite cool because his plays are often heralded as one of the first examples of modernism in theatre.
Cool.
They're sort of very moody and about the tone and depictions of real life. So now it's just an even more modern Chekhov.
I'm also intrigued to see a play happen over Zoom. I feel like if you can get that right, that will be really good.
Yeah, totally. Then, so it's for free, and it's going to be broadcasted every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube.
Cool.
I believe it'll just be Auckland Theatre Company's pages for those, so should be pretty easy to check out, and it looks pretty cool, and it'll be supporting New Zealand artists, which is so important.
Totally.
Right now.
Hard out. Well, that sounds great. What else have you got for us?
Oh, another National Theatre at Home one, because I've been plugging those like crazy. Frankenstein was really cool, by the way. I don't know if you guys got
awesome.
A chance to watch it.
No, I didn't get a chance, actually.
But yeah, it was real cool and kind of different to the book, which I wasn't expecting.
Okay. Have you read the book then?
Yeah. I lived in Geneva for a couple of years, and it's set there and written there, so it was how
I feel like you have to.
Got into the mood of it, really, reading about monsters.
Is it different from the Winona Ryder movie as well? Is it different from the Winona Ryder movie as well?
Oh, I haven't seen the Winona Ryder movie.
That's
I've seen the Helena Bonham Carter one.
Maybe I'm getting confused. No, I swear Winona Ryder's in it. Okay, I'm going to Google this. I'm going to fact check myself here. Carry on, Zoe.
Anyway, but Frankenstein's a thing of the past now, and we've moved on to Antony and Cleopatra, some of the most famous lovers in history. It's a Shakespearean tragedy, so you can probably guess it doesn't end that well, but it follows the love story of Cleopatra, who's the Queen of Egypt, and Mark Antony, who was one of the rulers of Rome at the time. So it's a very stressfully complicated love affair. Cleopatra was married to Caesar. Antony was married to Caesar's sister, and then they hooked up, and it was just a mess.
Oh no.
But many people think that Cleopatra is one of the most complex and fully developed of Shakespeare's female characters.
Yeah, and really it does cool. tend to get a little bit overlooked sometimes as well as one of his plays. So that sounds very good.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that much about it, and so I was hastily messaging my mum about it before this, which is why she's listening in now, pretty much.
Nice.
So I hope I got the facts
getting
right.
Getting all the facts right from Jan. Zoe, someone's texted in to say thank you for putting them onto Frankenstein last week. They're not a huge fan of Benedict Cumberbatch, but OMG, he's extraordinary as the creature and well worth checking out, that's for sure. So cheers for that one.
I'm glad.
I think I got confused with Dracula. Winona Ryder was in Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't Frankenweenie, though. She wasn't Frankenweenie as the voice of one of the characters, so somewhere in there. She's in the world of it, at least.
Awesome.
So that sounds like a good recommendation. And how do people access those again, Zoe?
National Theatre at Home. They've got this YouTube channel, which is National Theatre at Home. And then I think it's already premiered, so you can go and watch it right now if you wish.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, someone's just texted in to say you're confusing it with the shit Bram Stoker's Dracula movie with Keanu Reeves. But Tom Waits is great. Yeah, Tom Waits is great.
Keanu Reeves in it.
Yeah, it is quite bonkers. It's not very good, but it's been a long time since I've seen it, clearly. So
all good.
Maybe I've just covered it over in my memory.
Just also really quickly, because this is such a nice calming thing if you need it, Harry Potter at Home readings on Spotify, and Daniel Radcliffe is reading out the first chapter of the first book.
Very sweet.
Really,
I saw this
nice.
On Facebook.
That is quite wholesome. Daniel Radcliffe just seems like quite a nice guy, to be honest. Just sort of.
He seems real cool. Like, I'd like to hang out with him.
Daniel Radcliffe, if you're listening, Zoe would like to hang out.
Oh, if he's listening, he should come on the show and I'll interview him.
Here we go. Daniel Radcliffe, if you're listening, Zoe would like to interview you on the show.
Oh, and just one more.
Yes.
Sorry, I'll let you
never go. Never apologise. Theatre is great.
But speaking of Harry Potter, Ralph Fiennes, a.k.a. Voldemort, plays Antony in the National Theatre at Home.
What?
One. Yeah.
Does he have a nose
a
in this one?
He does have a nose.
Oh,
and
that's
in the
good.
Trailer, he's wearing a great, great shirt. So
he's got a great shirt and a nose. That is selling it to me, Zoe. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Those sound like some fantastic recommendations, international and local.
Yes.
Plenty to sink your teeth into this weekend. Hey, have a nice one, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
See you, Zoe. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was.